If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you might say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrows.
Yeah, I can just say that word a minute, yeah. That's okay. And if you're talking about your crop, you might say you had a good yield. If you had a good yield, you might say we raised a big
crop.
Okay. If you got rid of a bunch of bushes and trees on the land so you could plant on it, you might say you just
clean a new ground.
Okay.
Clear the ground, I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. If you cut clover or grass, if you have a second cutting, what do you call the old dry, have you ever had a second cutting?
Hay.
Clover or hay or anything?
Mm-hmm.
What might you call the dead that's left over for the spring?
Dead grass.
You ever heard it called rolling or aftermath? What do you tie wheat up into?
Bunches.
Okay. You ever call it a sheaf? Do you ever have any wheat?
A little. Not very much.
What do you call like a basket of peaches or something? A lot of peaches.
Bushel.
Okay. Let's see. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you might say 2 miles is
a long ways.
Well, if that were the most he could run, you might say that's
all he could do.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you might say it's
yours.
Okay, and if it belongs to you, you'd say it's
mine.
Okay. If people have come to visit and they're about to leave, you might say,
I'm glad you came.
You might say, come back again. What, y'all come back again?
Sometime.
Okay. Let's see. If they had parked their car on the road and you were worried about somebody driving by and hitting it, you might say somebody's going to run into
your car.
Let's see. What's made of flour and baked into loaves?
Loaf bread.
Okay. What do you call it when you put yeast in it to make it rise?
Yeast bread.